Ex-footballer addresses UK gambling-related harm workshop. Former professional footballer Tony Kelly was one of the speakers at a gambling-related harm, GRH, workshop held in Blackburn in the United Kingdom, UK. The event was hosted by Emo Charity and Red Card Gambling, in an effort to reduce the effects of harmful gambling on vulnerable individuals in the community. Kelly addressed the workshop and spoke of his lived experience related to gambling addiction during his time as a professional footballer. He said during his career he lost thousands of pounds gambling and wants to highlight the potential dangers of gambling for vulnerable individuals. There were several other speakers at the event who gave details of their personal struggles with gambling activities. Following his playing career at Stoke City, Tony Kelly founded the Red Card Gambling Organization dedicated to providing support for problem gambling. Other organizations to attend the event included Gamble Aware, Blackburn Rovers Community Trust, and Blackburn College. One of the main objectives of the workshop was to outline how businesses and organizations can provide education and support to employees who may be at risk from GRH. Workshop outlines regulations to reduce GRH. Tom Kelly has called for more stringent controls on advertisements in football relating to the media, including the number of adverts from gaming operators and around live sporting events. Additionally, he believes there should be a ban on gambling companies advertising on football shirts. Organizers of the event also believe the government should place greater emphasis on raising the awareness of the issue GRH for vulnerable people in the community. They also state they provide multilingual support for problem gamblers, which will to reach all members of the community and reflect the diverse nature of the population. Governing authorities in the UK state they are committed to responsible gambling and have unveiled a new code for responsible sponsorship in the sport. Quote, "We are deeply committed to embedding policies within our organization that reflect our values of passion and respect. Just as we strive to support our service users affected by gambling-related harms, we want to extend that same level of care to our own workforce." Mohammed Sadat, CEO of Emo Charity.